couple more second readings. Let's get those done. 1317, please. No, sorry, wrong number. 1331, I think.
1306 and 1307 were pulled.
Right. No, I'm just talking about the emergency items that are still on the regular calendar. We'll take those others up this afternoon. And
we were going to do 1330, Mayor.
Yeah, 1330 and 31 and 32 and 33 are all second readings.
1330, authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for construction of the Columbia Boulevard Wastewater Treatment Plant Stormwater Pump Station 2 West, Project Number E10726, for an estimated amount of $880,700.
Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Mayor, given the time, I will not give a 30-minute speech in support of this, but
good.
I do, and by the way, we seem to have a video. Do we have a video issue? On the screen. Anyway, I want to acknowledge, Mayor and colleagues, that as you know, we have new leadership at the Water Bureau, a new director, Mike Sturr, and a new engineer, senior engineer, Teresa Elliott. And they have been extremely busy this year addressing the broader issue of resilience, which in plain English means how do we protect our system in the event of an earthquake, or what some people call the big one. Nothing is more important than ensuring that we can continue to provide a basic service during a crisis. And I want to commend Mike Sturr and Teresa Elliott and Dave Peters and Tim Collins and all the folks working in the front lines for the work they've done this year. In particular, bringing to a peaceful resolution a set of very controversial issues involving reservoirs, both at Washington Park and at Mount Tabor. And Commissioner Fritz, a special thank you to you for your invaluable partnership in bringing Mount Tabor to a soft landing. I think once upon a time people doubted we could get to this point, but in working with the community, we've arrived, I think, at the right place, regardless of how one feels about the underlying federal mandate. The net effect of that is our water system will be safer as a result of the investments in Mount Tabor and Washington Park. And now today we're taking up the question of a secure conduit underneath the Willamette River. And that is hugely important because we have hospitals and businesses in the downtown corridor. We have residential customers and business customers throughout Southwest and Northwest. And then we have very valued wholesale customers that together get us to system-wide about 1 million people that we serve. Again, I don't think anything's more important than making our system safe and secure and resilient. And I'm very proud of this step forward on Willamette River Crossing. One other observation, this project is already in our five-year CIP, which means it had been previously budgeted. So in and of itself, it will not have a new and significant rate impact. And recently, I've directed my colleagues that this year, as with prior years, the council expects them, if they are to propose a rate increase, that it come in below 5%, consistent with the commitment that you, Mayor Hales, that you and I have made to stabilizing rates and creating some predictability. So again, thank you, Mike Sturr, Teresa Elliott, Dave Peters, Tim Collins, and all the people who are working so hard on making our system more resilient. And thank you to my colleagues for the support they've given this new leadership team. Aye.
I believe that vote, Commissioner, was for 1332 and 33. We're doing 1330.
30.
Right. Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Yeah, I didn't realize until you started that we were off on the calendar, but we'll put that in the record.
Carla, we don't have a...
13...